This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support.
In America today, if you paint Black Lives Matter on the road without a permit, you are celebrated. You're celebrated as a hero of society. You didn't get permission. You were in the way of all the other traffic, but you're a hero because you painted Black Lives Matter. But if you paint the word unborn in front of Black Lives Matter, then you are arrested. You get arrested as a criminal because you added the word unborn. This is happening in America today. Welcome to the podcast. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear my podcast on Brighteon.com, the free speech alternative to YouTube. And it's just astonishing. We now have the criminalization of conservative ideas in America. If you are a Christian, if you are a pro-lifer, if you're pro-Second Amendment, pro-Trump, pro-free speech, for God's sake, then you are criminalized. You are arrested or threatened with arrest. You are doxxed. You're threatened with violence. You're physically attacked, like Michelle Malkin was recently. You're threatened to be killed if you arrive on campus and speak on campus, like many of these conservative speakers have tried to do over the years. The radical left is so out of control that they are now criminalizing and trying to kill people with whom they disagree. Now, remember this when the leftists claim that they are the tolerant ones, that they support inclusiveness, that they're all about diversity. No, they're not. They're about obedience, conformity, demands, making demands. And I recently wrote a story that's on Natural News that you should check out. People are raving about this story. The story said that these insane leftists, these are the people that parents never spanked when they were children. They grew up as coddled, petulant children, little spoiled little brats who would cry and demand and scream for everything they wanted mommy and daddy to give them. Well, I guess just mommy and mommy these days, given that everything's LGBT now. And the parents would just give in. They would give them everything they demanded. Oh, a child should not have to ever suffer, should never have to go without something. Give them what they want, and parents became their servants. I've seen it firsthand. It's insane. I've seen a child sitting at a table screaming their demands and the parent acquiescing and saying, okay, I'll do it for you. What? Well, okay, when those little kids then grew up and went to high school, you know, a little bit older, and then they became the same cry bullies in high school, and they demanded reparations, and they demanded extra grades for Black people, and they demanded sit-ins or whatever else, and the school administrators never told them no, never punished them. The kids were never disciplined, and so when they went to college, and you'll remember these stories from a few years ago at Evergreen College in, I think, Washington State, these same radical left-wing, hyper-privileged, spoiled brat students, then they would seize the student union building and have a sit-in, and they would demand that the college fire conservative professors and conservative, you know, administrators. And the college would respond by meeting their demands. The college would say, oh, okay, you're angry, spoiled Black people. We'll give you anything you want, anything you demand. When what they should have been doing is expelling those students, expelling them. Get the F out. Now remember, you could have spanked them when they were six. You could have put them on detention when they were in high school. You could have expelled them when they were in college. Now they're out of college and they're seizing cities and burning down America, assaulting law enforcement officers with explosives. Now they're terrorists. So now you're going to have to stop them with force. So this is the result of very, very bad parenting and a lack of any willingness to discipline children. This is what happens. This is the result. You end up raising sociopath monsters who are highly destructive to society. You see, at some point when you're raising children, you got to tell them no. You know, if they're sitting there at the table as a four-year-old, pounding their fork and screaming, mommy, 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 do this, do that, you have to, at some point, tell them no, and where appropriate, spank them. for, you know, whatever behavior that they've done that's really, really wrong. You got to send the message home. You got to spank them. And I don't mean abuse them. I just mean paddle them a little bit. It mostly hurts their ego, not their rear end. You spank them. If you don't spank children from time to time, they don't get the message that there are limits to their demands and their cry bully tactics. And none of these radical leftists today have ever been spanked. And now, you know, they're too old to spank. Well, I guess unless you're a weird, perverted Democrat donor who likes to spank your gay black escorts in your little dungeon beneath your basement or whatever. I'm sure there's plenty of spanking going on there, but that's not the kind of spanking I'm talking about. We're way past that. Now we're going to have to use force as a society, because you can't turn your society over to a bunch of cry bully lunatics, a bunch of sociopaths who were never told no, and who've gone through their entire lives just demanding everything and getting everything they demand. And that's what they've been taught by their high school teachers, by their college professors, by their parents. They've been taught that whatever you want in life, you just scream and you threaten and you hurt others until you get what you want. And so that's what they're acting out now. This is what they've learned. This is what society has taught them. So in a sense, it's not even the fault of this generation of children. It's the fault of the parents who never discipline their children. That's who's at fault here. And those parents today are the ones who are having their houses attacked or their apartment buildings set on fire, their cities burned down. And they, what do? They blame Trump. Must be Trump's fault. No, it's your fault, stupid mommy and stupid daddy, because you never spanked your kid when they needed a good spanking. Now, of course, I'm not a parent. So you might say, well, I'm not qualified to talk about spanking. But I was a child. So in fact, I am qualified. And all of us who grew up, when I grew up, you know, in the 1970s, we all got spanked a little, you know, nothing major, just kind of a reminder, hey, stop doing that. stop setting the barn on fire, whatever kids were doing in those days before the internet. We all got spanked a little, and it helped us grow up in ways that made us civilized, where we have empathy towards others. We have compassion towards fellow human beings, and we have respect for other people's property rights. I don't run around setting people's cars on fire because I'm angry about who's president, but leftists do. Yeah, I don't run around aiming lasers into eyes of police officers because I don't like because I'm just angry. But that's what leftists do. They assault cops with lasers. So they've never learned how to live in a civilized society. And the reason I say that is because it is now pointless to try to train them. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. You've heard that, right? Well, you can't teach an old, you know, narcissistic, sociopathic monster how to behave in civilized society. You can't negotiate with these people. You can't reason with them. They don't have any reason. They don't have any knowledge. They hate history. In fact, they're trying to ban history and ban any kind of education other than cry bully tactics 101 and, you know, social justice studies or whatever. So we're past the point of being able to train them. You're going to have to use force to take them down. And that's where we are in society. You're going to have to use force to take them down. And I mean by law enforcement, you know, federal troops or state, local troops, National Guard troops, whatever is necessary. You're going to have to put these people down using force because they are untrainable. And they also have nothing to offer society. They have no value. They are all unemployable. They have no logic and reason, no knowledge, no education, no morals or ethics, no compassion or empathy for anyone else. They are narcissistic, sociopathic monsters. That's what has been raised by bad parenting, bad schooling, and bad culture in our society today. And now we're paying the price as a society for all of that bad training and upbringing. So there you go. That's what we're watching today, is a bunch of petulant little spoiled brats who have become adults and haven't learned a damn thing. And now you can't spank them. You're going to have federal officers meet them with force. End of story. That's how you're going to have to take them down. So thank you for listening. Pray for America. Read my website, civilwar.news. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Brighteon.com for more of my podcasts. I'm also launching soon a new website called Prep with Mike, which is going to be something really special. I'll talk about that in an upcoming podcast. It's going to have real-time text-based intel from all my sources. I'll be publishing it there at Prep with Mike. It's all about preparedness and getting ready for the financial collapse and civil war. So mark that down. Get ready to check for that in the next few weeks. PrepWithMike.com. Thanks for listening.